And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
Yeah. Amazing discussion we had with Paul Walter. Again, go to newswithviews.com and get all the information. We're going to have John W. Spring on in just a second. We'll either connect with his cell phone or his mainline number. He sent me a recent email that he didn't want me to actually put publicly, which is a private email directly sent to POTUS, President Trump. I sent one last week, and I got an email back from the staff around POTUS that he will be in contact with me now. It's the first time I've actually sent besides my videos I've posted up, an actual private letter, including a discussion summary of the things that I've dialogued that John W. Spring has sent literally weekly for the last 2-plus years to President Donald J. Trump. Now, I think Donald J. Trump has a good heart. He's an American patriot. But the people he's surrounded himself with are monsters. And a good example of that is the leaks about the book from John Bolton. So we're going to talk about that. The fact is that we have our friend Paul, who's actually up in Oregon, actually at a sign-up where 4 to 10 people per week sign up to switch from Democrat to be Republican in that area of district of Oregon. And many more Republicans, of course, are realizing that we need to support Trump because the demon rats, the Democrats, are devils, right out of they're minions of Satan himself. But there's some bad Republicans. Look at Romney. And look at the comments made by some others that say they want to have witnesses. What witnesses of what? There was a pause, which occurred in many other nations. There was no holding back of giving these anti-tank missile systems to Ukraine. It was completely separate. There was no quid pro quo because there was no pro. There was no blackmail of Zelensky. Now, you can say that Trump is screwing up on other things, and he is. He doesn't fully understand this. We have him. Okay, good. John W. Spring, let's talk. You sent a private letter to Donald J. Trump. He needs to talk to you. I need to have you regularly having a secure line so it's not going to get hacked to by media. People don't realize the damage that the demon rats are doing isn't just damaging the presidency and the reputation of Trump so they can so-called win the election by damaging him. Because they don't think they're going to get impeached, but they want to damage him enough they figure that they're going to get elected somebody like this communist devil, Bernie Sanders Claus or Elizabeth Liarwatha Warren. If the young people are suffering from debt, let's figure out a way of actually getting them out of debt so they can buy a home, a car, and start a family. Let's reform health care so it becomes affordable and doesn't allow insurance carriers to give literally death lethal drugs to people rather than life extension technology and integrated medicine, which is non-toxic, and gets rid of malpractice, state licensing authority by political idiots that really could care less but just want to maintain the business of medicine, like carrion birds on the medical highway of intensive care units and clinics around the world and are filthy as pigsties. So if you want to get a real serious virus or pathogen like MRSA and so on, go to an outpatient clinic or a hospital emergency department and have a happy plague year. So, John, tell us what you can talk about now, because we're getting really close. We're going to get through to Donald J. Trump if I have to sue him in order to talk to him. Now, the man has a big heart, but the people around him are just plain evil disinformation ops or devils. And a good example is this guy, John Lightning Bolt, they call me, evil anti-hero, who's trying to leak out his book and pretend that it was by accident. You're kidding. This is absolutely disgusting, and you're one of the few people that could actually give this guy man advice, Donald J. Trump, that you could call on us, and you as a Samuel Council member, call you not just as John W. Spring, but remember there's 12 apostles and prophets at the beginning of the ministry of Jesus. There's 12 at the end. This is the end of the age. This is not a prelude to what's coming. This is the end. In fact, I pronounced on Monday when I gave my special revelations about the incarnation of God through the cosmos to every planet and living being in the universe, not just Jesus arriving, which is Jesus, which is God in the flesh. There's only one God, not three, as these idiot Masons preach. And that God is literally, on Monday, announced to tell me that the start of the end started Monday, January 27th, that's yesterday. And if you look at the symbology of the Starfleet Command and the symbology of the Space Force put forward by Mr. Donald J. Trump, who's actually on the half shekel with Mr. King Cyrus of Persia, most people aren't aware that Cyrus was actually a descendant of Queen Esther, a Hebrew. They don't know that, do they? Well, that's why he rebuilt the temple in the 5th century B.C. People need to know that God sees the end from the beginning because there is no such thing as time or size or dimension to God. He's infinite, omniscient, and omnipresent, and he's the only source of good. so that people like you and I that are they're servants of the Most High God, and we are sons and brothers of God, we are brothers. I refer to you now as not just John W. Spring, geopolitical analyst with an IQ over 225. I refer to you as Apostle and Prophet John. And if he doesn't listen to us, God help America, and Ephraim, America will go down. Woe to you, America, for you do not listen. For it is a day of destruction. The cities of glass and steel will fall like mountains of light. That prophecy, and I can get it out the next break, I read many, many times over the last 20 years I gave in Prophecy Club 21 years ago. I received 3 years before 9/11. I want people to understand America, if we don't repent, won't exist 100 years or 200 years in the future if there's a remnant population of humans. They will think it's a legend that a nation such as America even existed. It'll be that bad. People don't understand that, do they?
No. I have not been able to hear all of your words clearly, but let me just say this. The people need to understand that this is not just an ordinary trial that's being held in the Senate.
No.
It's very highly politically motivated, and although we have heard the testimony from the House and the Republican defense, the trial is by no means over.
Well, let me say something to you that it may shock you, and it probably will make sense because you're a smart guy.
Yes.
This is the destruction of the office of the president, and we have Donald Trump who will get reelected, but a future president that can be impeached because of political chicanery like this means that the next person who leads America will become a geopolitical emperor or dictator. So it's like the fall of the senators of ancient Rome and the rise of the Roman Caesars. We have right now what I call a Caesar moment, where the Senate is going to do something so bad if they let this continue and they actually allow the destruction of the office of the president, the next leader of the United States will not be a king, he will be an emperor. And people need to realize how dangerous that is. A totalitarian emperor that cannot be turned out of office, that cannot be removed from office because of the military and the other controls, because they have made the option of having a balance of powers between the different offices of the government, is gone. And if Congress, whether it's Democrat or Republican, can impeach a president because they don't agree with his policies, there is no such thing as a presidency anymore, and the only thing left is for the president to mutate into an emperor. That's where we're going, isn't it?
Yes. Now, regarding the trial, as I pointed out in my private letter to you, as soon as I got word that the statement had been released by former National Security Advisor John Robert Bolton, is because for all practical purposes, he or the whistleblower now do not need to testify to cause tremendous damage to President Trump's defense.
Right.
Because enough information has been released that it is very damning to his situation. And from that standpoint, in all probability, he could still be convicted and removed from office.
I don't think it matters. There's different levels here. Here's what's even more damaging, and this is what I want people to understand this. If, after John Bolton's statements in this book coming out, the Senate wins a vote by, let's say, 2 or 3 votes, and there's no witnesses, in many ways it's actually worse than if we proceeded and actually had witnesses. And that's what I think is likely to happen. If this happens, even if Trump wins the election with not only the popular vote, but with the number of the college, what's likely to happen is Donald J. Trump will be under continued attack by, even if we win the House and the Senate, by the globalists, the bankers, the tech companies, etc., and you're going to see a hardening of the powers around Trump to protect him from either assassination attempts or geopolitical, and the media will be shut down by Trump, especially if he gets even more power. And we will cause the mutation of Trump from a loving, patriotic president to preserve his own life and family to become a beast. And so what I'm very worried about is if this continues, this game continues, even if Trump gets elected, it's most likely that there's not going to be witnesses. It's most likely that the globalists and the maniacs that run the Special Activity Division of the CIA, the FBI, and so on, they're embedded in our deep state government, they're running things, that they will continue fighting Trump, despite the fact he's reelected and takes the House and Senate. And this will make the chances of Trump becoming an emperor far more likely, or a future president after him. And that's what they're doing, is they're not just destroying Donald Trump. They're destroying the idea of a constitutional republic under God, and they're forcing America to become a kingdom, and America's power is so great, we won't just be a nation with a king or a leader that can't be removed from office. Because of our power is projected around the world, we will have an emperor. And that's what these maniac Democrats are doing, and Rhino Republicans like Romney that said it's a good idea for Bolton as a friend of his to go forward. These are monsters. These are demonic devils. They're trying to destroy the idea of a constitutional republic and the office of a president that can set policy that has to be implemented by the government. And so what this means is, even if Trump survives and gets through this, it's actually worse if he doesn't have witnesses. And that's most likely after this book has come out, because I doubt if they want to actually start the parade of witnesses and drag this out longer. But what I see happening, even if Trump, which is very likely to win the election, it's not over until it's over. If you think that Mr. Al Green and Mr. Schiff and the other people in the NSA and CIA and Department of Justice are going to stop, think again. This is only the beginning of the ravenous attack of the beasts inside the Intel deep state. They're going to try to take Trump down. And when Trump responds, it's going to get nasty. We're going to see a police state happening in America. If you don't think the attempts on assassinating Trump, if they can't impeach him and can't diselect him, they're going to try to assassinate him. And he has his own private security force. And what he's going to do to the media and the people that are trying to impeach or kill him and his family is he's going to transform America into a hell of a place. It's not bad. That's where I think things are going. And people have to understand this. I want the man with a good heart to become a real leader, and I want the media that are actually trying to do this, like Adam Schiff and these other people, should already be in prison. They should be in orange jumpsuits. I want the media that are continuing to do this blather to actually have their licenses to broadcast gone. I want people like Mr. Bezos and his Washington Post in jail, no matter whether he's a billionaire or not, and his Washington Post shut down. I don't want to see any more of this blather and foolish satanic evil, because if you destroy America, the whole world can be captured by the New World Order, which is why we are so close to destruction. And this impeachment is not just the destruction of Trump, it's the destruction of the Constitution of the Republic, isn't it?
Yes. Dr. Deagle, speaking of the news media, I don't know if you were aware of this, but all of the major networks did not broadcast the most crucial part of the legal team for the president's testimony yesterday afternoon. Only PBS covered that, and a few stations, not NPR, but a few independent nonprofit radio stations did cover that situation. And that was probably the most informative material that was released during the entire hearing so far.
Right.
So,
by the way, there was no withholding of funding for the Javelin missiles, which are the key thing that the evil Democrats are pushing. There was a pause, which occurred to five or six other nations, and when that pause was over, there was no quid pro quo. The whole idea is that that Mr. Biden, which is extremely corrupt, an example of all of the senators and congressmen in the district of criminals, and most people don't realize the highest paid whores in America or around the world are paid three times more to be a congressman or senator, tied directly to AIPAC and the state of It's a Real Hell, who runs all our intel for every nation, as a proxy for world government. You have to understand this. Israel is just a proxy for the Special Activity Division of the CIA. The nation of superstate Europe is run by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the United Nations. These are all proxies, even the setting up of the state of Nazi Germany. I was watching The Crown with King Edward and how he was making deals with Adolf Hitler. Do you know that we were not allowed to bomb the Krupp steel factories because they were making bombs for the British to kill Germans? And paid for by the royals and the Rothschilds' gold bullion? People don't know this, do they? War is a prosecution of banks, not nations. Banks. Right?
Right.
Back in a moment. Stay tuned. You're going to hear it. This is Shockucation, university level PhD. How's that? Shockucation's coming.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Yeah, hopefully you have a better set of headphones.
Okay, you must.
We're going live now.
Conference.
We're live. So, John, I want you to give us some response. Here we are, going back. I want you to give us an analysis of where we're at and how vital is the information you get through to the president, because this obviously, the leak of this John Bolton book is a good example of the kind of damage they want to do, even if he so-called wins in the Senate the vote to literally stop impeachment or even bring witnesses. They're trying to see if they can destroy him enough so he'll lose the election. And if the communists get in, yeah. Elizabeth Lyer, Watha Warren, or Bernie Sanders Claus, the other maniac pro-abortion maniacs within the Democratic Party, even people like Buttigieg and others, they're talking about massive killing of more babies. They're talking about a healthcare system that kills seniors when they reach a certain level. They want to, you know, required to die for the state. They want to force vaccinate all of us.
Yeah.
You have to understand what's going on here. We're moving, whether we like it or not, to a totalitarian police state. And if they destroy the presidency, this president or the next one will be a totalitarian dictator, because he won't be able to survive in the presidency until he takes powers upon himself and military force to have a police state in America. And if you don't believe that, idiots, you're going to soon suffer, perhaps in a civil detention camp, or be executed, beheaded, or given a lethal injection or a toxic vaccine. If you don't believe me, damn it, you're going to suffer first, and then you're going to die physically, and then you'll probably die spiritually too. So you got to wake up and contact your president, because this is a good man who's being misled by people like John Bolton, General McMaster. There's more other moron and other morons around him that are PNAC document maniacs, high-level masons, and people that are monsters. And those who, like people like Adam Schiff, this bug-eyed monster, Nadler, Pelosi, etc., these people are there to destroy the republic. They're not here to make it things better for young people so they can afford their debt, or to make America stronger, or to stop immigration of maniacs like MS-13. Of course not. They want to take away our guns. They made it very, very plain they want to disarm public, because they want to do stuff to us that if otherwise we'd kill them. Now, you got to understand, if this is not a prelude, and by the way, if America goes down the most powerful nation in the history of the world, the whole world is lost.
Yes.
America is the last doorstop for Satan to kill the human race. That's how bad this is, isn't it?
America's our last hope.
Exactly. And America, I call Ephraim America, is both the daughter of Zion, meaning God's rule on earth, and the daughter of Babylon. When you leave Long Island, New York, and you see these tankers and so on, it says Babylon, Long Island, New York, when you're leaving the harbor there. You need to understand, people, Dr. Deagle and people like John W. Spring, who was a whistleblower in 1960 and 1983, and other experts like Greg Ford, who suffered rendition, and Susan Lindauer renditioned, and experts like Barbara Honecker, who's now in Scotland coming back, and she's actually visited Egypt. She's going to talk about some Egyptian things when she comes back in February. You have to understand, people like General Janis Karpinski, who was the senior general in Iraq at the time. We whistleblowers, we truth tellers, we Christians, we literally big brothers and sisters are putting our lives on the line to tell you the truth. So don't spit on us. For God's sake, don't believe anything we say, but pray on it. When you get the yes, for God's sake, do something. The most important thing you do is, number one, pray. Number two, act by contacting President POTUS. For God's sake, listen to our Samuel counsel. The advisors around Trump, now that Bolton's leaked book are coming out, is an indication of just how lost Trump is. He is heading us over the cliff like lemmings into a totalitarian police state, and we're letting the Democrats destroy the republic. This is disgusting, isn't it?
Yes. Now, if I may sort of give you my
go ahead
analysis in a nutshell regarding what has transpired, it's not clear yet as to what the New York Times actually covered and what they released. There seems to be some question about the actual wordage of
what I've heard so far, and I'll just summarize, is that Bolton is presuming he knows what the thoughts were and the intentions of Donald Trump's mind when he was making the call. How the hell can he do that? Does he have a Swami hat and a crystal ball? Not only that, all the testimony and all the transcription, everything indicates that he didn't have a quid pro quo, didn't withhold because it was parallel. The withholding was not even tied to the monies that were going for the Javelin missiles. These lying pieces of garbage Democrats are trying to pretend that Donald Trump is putting Ukraine in danger of a Russian invasion. It's the inaction of Barack Obama, whose means in Kenyan, lightning fallen from heaven, literally another name for Lucifer. His name was given to me by Zbigniew Brzezinski, whose daughter Mika is there lying in the other network. I call it the Criminal News Network. People have to understand what's going on here. MSLSD and these other networks, including even Fox, when they hit a certain red line, they won't tell the truth, even if it meant they're going to get fired. That's why even good people like Tucker Carlson and people like Judge Pirro crossed that line. That's why she was temporarily fired. She crossed the line that ticked off the people running her network, didn't she?
Yes. Now, what I'm trying to get at, Dr. Deagle, is that apparently the statement originally released by the New York Times is not the accurate statement that Bolton supposedly made that was mentioned more recently in the Washington Post,
right,
which apparently has something to do with Hillary Clinton rather than the Ukraine situation.
Right.
So I don't know the full details on it yet. But whatever Bolton has said is generating so much bad press for the president that in all probability the politicians will cave in and testimony to come in by having Bolton testify before the Senate.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this is my guess. I think there's about a 70-30 chance that they will actually end the discussions and end the impeachment, which actually is worse. I think you're right. It's better to actually proceed with a full cross-examination because Bolton is a very poor-level liar. And once he gets in front of really good people like Sekulow and other cross-examining attorneys, they're going to take that man and throw him in like brush thrown into a wood chipper.
Well,
and the fact is that Trump needs to proceed with a full force and bring in Biden and his son Hunter and other maniacs that think this is a good idea, because what they're trying to do is say private conversations by people inside the sphere of influence of the president should not be brought on, because if he made comments about world leaders or anybody else that can be brought out in these discussions, it means he doesn't have any more private conversations, and the office of the president is basically neutralized.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here, and that's why I say that common sense should preside, but the problem is now the damage is done, and if Trump does lose the election, or if he wins the election, it's not going to stop there. Do you think the deep state's gone? Of course not. Even if he wins the Senate and the Congress, the deep state thinks they're the government. We saw it from the comments of Clapper and Brennan. These people think they still are the government, and the elected officials, both Congress, Senate, and the presidency, don't mean a pile of damn.
Yeah.
People don't get that, do they? They don't understand. These career-level bureaucrats and politicians think they're the real government. High-level Masons are Masonic that have got world government already, and we're tied to the banks and billionaires. They think we're nuts to think our elected officials have any power at all. That's what's going on here, isn't it?
Yes. And even if the president is acquitted, which I hope is the case, he will be.
A 99% chance he's going to be acquitted, but that doesn't mean the problem is gone, does it?
No, there will probably be massive demonstrations against him in Washington like never seen before. This whole plot is being very...
Yeah, but you know what that's going to do? That'll precipitate, if it gets more violent, it'll precipitate martial law.
Yes.
If you don't think that this is going to turn into martial law in America, you're a friggin' idiot. And if you don't think that people like Antifa are going to start doing it, and the United Nations is actually recruiting people to seize people's guns and put them into civil detention, if a UN officer comes to my home to take me away to a civil detention camp, I'm going to kill them so fast they won't know they ever had a pulse.
Yes.
Okay? At the very least, I will hit them with something and zip tie them and haul them off to a jail. Because you got to understand, if I see this coming, I'm going to get myself deputized by the local sheriff, which everybody should, by the way, right now. Take a course in basic trauma and basic cardiac life support, so don't expect the EMT to be around for you and have things for casts and sutures and so on. Be ready with even this little suture tape, because if you expect the hospitals and everything to be functioning, if things go to martial law, you're a freaking idiot. Things are going to get very nuts here, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Years ago when I had my commercial radio program, I urged everyone to take a first aid course. But the knowledge is even more important than the equipment.
Exactly. How to Somebody's choking on something. Somebody's got a punctured lung and needs little things to release the air from their chest. Someone's got a laceration, and if they don't get the laceration closed, even if not sutures, of what we call suture tape and glue. Yeah. You got to understand, people, these basic things you have can be life-saving. You've got a pound-pound fracture, how to close off the fracture and sterilize the wound with things like our Neutrodyne, how to bandage it up and put a splint on them. You got to understand, people, things would be minor otherwise in a real functioning solid society will kill you.
Yes.
Including the super plague, which by the release is very good timing to release the SARS, which, by the way, Bill Gates, and I got the link I'll be posting up, put a video together last year with Melinda Gates, owns the vaccines, and in his simulated video estimates with the SARS pandemic 65 million dead and a closure down of world government and trade. Did you know that? In his video last year, he's already published it. Bill Gates.
That is frightening.
And people say, oh, you're kidding. I said, no, it's called hoodwinking. The devils have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And if you idiots want to spit on the messengers like me and John W. Spring and others, you're going to suffer, and you're willingly going to accept your own demise.
Yes.
So you got to shut up and listen instead of saying, Deagles, let your guests talk. You need to shut up out there, and you need to listen. And then afterwards, don't believe anything I say. Pray on it, and the Urim and Thummim stones will tell you, if you don't get your first line of defense kit, if you don't prep up and get guns, if you don't go to your sheriff and take a BTLS and BCLS, don't wonder when all hell breaks loose and your neighbors are starving to death and their dogs are barking and they're coming to your home with a gun to try to steal your groceries or to eat your pets or your children because they're starving to death.
Yes. If I may get back to the Senate trial for a moment, Dr.
Right, go ahead.
There's one area that I have a slight disagreement with you, and that is regarding the legal team in their potential interrogation of John Bolton. They're very good when it comes to the Constitution. They're very good when it comes to legal matters. But if it should come to actually Bolton himself and his policies and his actions, they know very little about geopolitical matters. And that's why I was hoping I could get back to Washington.
Well, you need to get back in touch with Trump because, you see, you're right. It's not just a legal matter. It's an interactive matter. And you got to remember, people like Bolton are very bold. I mean, he doesn't hide his opinions at all that he's a monster. He doesn't hide the fact that he never was in the military. He was in the Guard. But he loves war. This man just drools with the idea of endless wars for the banks.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you have to understand that he's going to try to be clever enough that he's going to put a spin on it. Even if he doesn't win impeachment, he's going to try to destroy the reputation of Trump enough. There will be protests. There will be violence. There will be organizations like Antifa attacking people in universities and other public places. And many people don't realize, if you think the attacks against people that wear the little red hat, you know, MAGA hat, is going to be safe, you wear a MAGA hat, you might have a bullet through it, or you might be hit over the head with a club. If you think it's going to be safe to be a supporter of Trump as we head toward the election, you're an idiot. It's not going to be safe. It's going to be dangerous, isn't it?
Right. And regarding POTUS, we have to understand that the situation, as I mentioned earlier, is very unique. They're not following the guidelines of the Clinton impeachment at all and the trial. This is an entirely different game that they're trying to play.
Right.
And regarding the defense of Trump, I was really hoping to get back there, and I still am, folks, if it's at all possible to meet with POTUS, the President of the United States,
right,
at this very crucial time, because, as you mentioned earlier, there will be geopolitical things mentioned that Bolton will have the upper hand on, because the legal team of Trump does not have that expertise. But there's one thing that is in Trump's favor, and that is he did the right thing in firing Bolton, because if he had taken the advice of Bolton several months ago, and we discussed this on your wonderful program that we're on right now.
Right.
If he had taken his advice regarding Iran, we would be in an all-out thermonuclear war on a global basis at this stage.
Right, already.
Yes. So it's a blessing that he got rid of that warmonger.
Yeah. That's why I said, you know, wherever he appears, we should kind of Photoshop him into a spandex black suit with a lightning bolt in the front and horns on his freaking head, because he's drawn lightning bolt. He's an anti-hero. He's a devil.
And nothing has ever been mentioned about his true character. All of these, even many of the Republicans, I think, still think of him as a very honorable person, when in reality, you look into his private life, what happened to his first wife, we don't fully know, but she was forced into sort of a wife-swapping cult, which was rather graphic.
Right. Pretty nasty, eh?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing Nutri-Complete, the most complete red and green drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with Nutramedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Wild, hey?
Yeah.
There was something so pleasant about that place.
Welcome back. John, the Apocalypse, which is the unveiling of truth, started on Monday. And I have to refer you, not only is John W. Spring Intel superstar, that it 22 saved us from the Cuban Missile Crisis and probably 90 million Americans dying in a Russian attack, but also 1983 with the Grenada. And 2.5 years ago, and I'm going to put this in my article, which I'm expanding for News with Views, we had Paul Walter, that's his non-Slovenian name we got here when he moved here in 15, back in the early 60s. He was born in 1945, and I think when he was like 1961, he immigrated here. And he was in the military. People need to understand that communism is basically Luciferic Satanism. And it was instituted in Russia by the Bolsheviks, with the aid of America, Canada, under the tutelage of the Jesuits and the globalist satanic elite. You have to understand the same thing happened in communist China. We gave an advance warning so there were people that with great wealth moved their gold and their wealth to Taiwan, which is now a several sub-empire that are Chinese descent, but they are armed to the teeth with our nuclear weapons and missiles, and they most, after the Israelis, the second fastest air force in the world, and 85% of the microchips made for almost all computers on Earth are made in Taiwan.
Yes.
People have to understand there's a thing. People say, well, Dr. Deagle, how do you know this? I said, because I have an IQ well over 200 like you, and I do not have a cape, and I cannot fly to the speed of light, and God has literally resurrected me from the dead multiple times, but I am Clark Kent, and I'm bringing forward superhumans like you, a genius, that have actually been brave enough and smart enough that you didn't disclose this fully, or you would have been killed like your Russian cohort that was killed as a spy that supposedly released the information about Cuba, which is why they killed him. Remember what was his name?
His name was Colonel Oleg Penkovsky.
Yeah, and Oleg was killed because the Russians thought he must have released it, when it really was a genius of John W. Spring, who you received a later award from John F. Kennedy. You haven't had an actual personal response from Trump to indicate that he actually listens to your freaking reports. And we've been trying now. I got contact literally last week with my friend Dr. Bob Goldman, who said he talked to Ivanka Trump directly, and Jared Kushner, who's a devil, by the way, and a wizard, what's called a pseudo-Jewish wizard, worshiping Rabbi Schneerson. People have to understand what these people are about. And Donald Trump is surrounded by a bunch of morons, devils, and globalists that are actually steering him toward disaster. Now, even if he survives this impeachment, and even if his presidency survives, it's not going to be the end of the opposition to him. The protests are going to get really violent if he gets reelected. It's going to be mind-boggling what's going to happen, isn't it?
Yes. By the way, you probably heard today that General Kelly is basically supporting Bolton in this whole situation. I wish I could have told Trump years ago not to hire Kelly based on his performance during the Obama administration, which was appalling. But
well, you have to understand, and there's people also around Trump right now. For example, his new national security director and other people, many of them were actually part of the cover-up of not only 9/11, but also of the Benghazi disaster and the Uranium One. Right? People have to understand that these same people are embedded deep in the deep state, which are in the intel agencies, or even surrounding Trump directly in his White House.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, and people don't get that, do they?
No. The current National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien, I believe is his name, along with Vice President Pence, went to Turkey and made a deal that sold out the Kurds.
Yeah, Pence did that. Now, let me tell you, selling out the Kurds also dissected away Syria rather than becoming an ally of America, fell into the arms of the Turks and the Russians and the Iranians that are planning on using Hezbollah down in Turkey and in Syria to attack Israel. And it guarantees the annihilation of everybody living in Damascus, the oldest continuously city in the world. And where my great-grandfather ran the largest caravan for his family for thousands of years from Damascus to China. People need to gather some knowledge here. I know this right from my family history, and people have to start understanding. Like, how did you manage to exist, Eagle? God knew these from the days before Earth existed. He knew that someday a man was going to exist, John W. Spring, who was going to be on my program, who would then really stop the annihilation of us by Russian maniacs who were operating with globalists, by the way, inside Russia, and the GRU and these other are globalists that are working with us on global plans. For example, people don't understand that Operation Thor, which is using depleted uranium superweapons, is collaborating with us. PG&E in Northern California is going to take a Russian patent for the technology for space-based solar power and pumping energy through with microwave beams all the way through our upper troposphere, which is extremely freaking dangerous. And people don't realize that we and the Russians both have technology, and it's back and forth literally passing this technology, that have weaponized the atmosphere with thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, and setting up torsion fields to trigger off earthquakes, volcanoes, and mop out every mineral resource on the planet, including underground bases. We know where everything is, including ancient underground bases and tunnels all over the world going back tens of thousands of years. This is nothing new, people. I took care of John Fiala, who was there with Phil Schneider, with Bechdel Corporation, building the underground cities and deep underground military bases and dormant magma domes when the crust moves on the Earth. The last time it moved after the last ice age, it moved 1,657 miles, which forms the crustal movement of the crustaceans on the Pacific coast of North and South America over 700 miles north. We talked about this with Mark McGaffney. Okay, so you got to start grasping here, people. This is not opinion. This is based on science. And that's why the Nazis were investigating Neuschwabenland, because the ancient maps from the Rome that came from Alexandria and Atlantis showed, and these are the same maps, by the way, that Columbus used to discover America, that were, because it was all mapped out. The Amazon River in South America at the time of 3,000 years ago, at the time of King Solomon, was called the Solomone River. Did you know that? The Amazon was called the Solomone River for Solomon because he did so much trade with North America, with South America. You didn't know that, probably, right?
No, I did not, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and you understand this, people, that what we're facing is we're facing the annihilation of most of the human race, and they actually published it. They took it off the site Deagle, which they used to have up a year or so ago. Now it's all just military and aircraft and garbage. But I've seen it a couple of years ago, and it was there for years. They met over 40 times with Barack Obama, planning the actual demise of up to 86% of the U.S. population by 2025, and they published it on their website and other nations around the world. You got to understand they're planning on staying in their, you know, Willy Wonka chocolate factory, tickets and deep underground bases, playing canasta, watching videos and playing poker and eating caviar while we fry on the surface if there's a coronal mass ejection, the power's outage, or we have a nuclear war and we're sucking up radiation, or we've gone to a nuclear-induced ice age. They could give a crap about us. As they say, they don't give a care of a rat's behind what happens to the human race. They just want to preserve their own ticket. And the Willy Wonka chocolate factory's underground. That includes politicians, billionaires, and bankers. Okay? If you think I'm making this up, people, I was there. I've been underground. I took care of the people working on these projects. I know everything firsthand, not secondhand. And I think it's so important we get through to Trump, because Trump doesn't know this. I'm sure on a need-to-know basis, he doesn't know what's in Area 51. He doesn't know that this large triangular vehicle we talked about with Paul Walter is actually manufactured by the United States in Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. Did you know that? It uses gravitonic technology that's alien technology. Did you know that? It can do FTL faster than light. Do you know the Nazis had the FTL technology 70 years ago with Viamana? Channeled from ancient technologies from the Vishnu and the other technologies from ancient India, how to create a magnesium, it's called the Society of the Bell Gravitonic Boundary Zone, to create a gravity wave boundary zone and create what's called buoyancy, gravity buoyancy, by creating a boundary zone just like a large aircraft carrier made of steel or concrete can float because it displaces water and creates an anti-force. They fly by what's called anti-pulsion, not propulsion. They pull themselves through space-time by creating a vortex in front of them. You haven't heard of that before, have you? Anti-pulsion vehicles, right?
Well, I have heard to some extent, but not in the detail that you have.
I can give you exquisite. I've been talking for over 12 years how to build a tokamak fusion reactor. Listening to my shows, the Chinese last year built exactly what I recommended, and Lockheed Martin 3 years ago talked about it, that it could generate enough power for a 28 by 32 fusion reactor to support 80,000 homes. We're not protecting our power grid. We're not putting UHF transformer surge protectors. We're not doing anything to our internet. We're literally sitting ducks to be surrendered to world government while we pour $700 billion every year, bankrupting our country into a military that's going nowhere but supporting the banks and our corrupt politicians. They're not building a military to support protection of America. They're building a military to support the banks and the global elite. Period. It has nothing to do with prosecuting war. Nothing. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
Disgusting, too. Even the weapons that they have and the way they prosecute it, they could prosecute a flash war. If I was designing weapons, it would be cost a fraction of the cost. No enemy would dare engage us because it would die so quickly they wouldn't even know there was a battlefield. It would be over in a weekend, not a year or a decade.
Yes,
but you know what? We don't have military designed to actually protect our troops, so they don't even have level 3 body armor when we deploy them, or vehicles that won't blow their legs off when they fly and hit an IED that literally we allowed to be moved from Iran, from Russia, by the way, and designed by these maniacs, and sold to the Iraqis so that they could put them there and blow the legs off our people in Afghanistan on routes. And we pay, actually, the Taliban to make sure they protect and don't attack our supply lines. And literally half of the contracts we have in Afghanistan are actually for Muslim Taliban to continue the drug trade. Did you know that?
I have a pretty good idea. Yes.
Yeah, you realize what I'm saying here. It's like, hey, I'm just telling you the top, like, micro edge of it. Now, we need to get through to Trump because Trump thinks he's real smart. He's very smart in social things. He's very smart in negotiating on his book, The Move to Show The Apprentice. He's very smart in sizing people up to hear what they say. So he operates the president like a game show host. He listens to the fourth contestant that sounds believable, and so he does what they say, even if they're a freaking idiot or a devil, just like hiring McMaster or John Lightning Bolt, or even this current guy, John Pompeo, is a little more subtle. These are all bad boys, aren't they?
Yes, they are. On one of the recent news programs, Robert O'Brien, the current National Security Advisor, if I'm saying his name correctly,
right,
basically said that he had great admiration for John R. Bolton.
Oh, God.
So he's basically he's affiliated with CFR.
Right. Like, so if you could actually go into his bathroom and kind of like a little bug on the wall, you'd see him take out of his drawer a little horn polisher to polish up his horns and then comb his hair over so you wouldn't see his horns.
Okay.
Duh. There might be spiritual horns, but they still exist.
Yeah.
So, John, what were you saying in this last minute or so? I mean, for God's sake, people, write to POTUS. You need, buddy, to talk to my most important first person that needs to talk to you, Donald J. Trump, is John W. Spring. You need to talk to Greg Ford. You need to talk to Susan Lindauer, General Janice Karpinski, Barbara Honecker and others, Dan Sheehan in their panel looking at 9/11 as an inside job. People that I've interviewed, like April Gallup, who was there in the inner sector when they blew up bombs inside the Pentagon. Not a missile, not a wide-body aircraft.
Well, hopefully I can get my foot in the door so the rest can come in, too.
Dr. Deagle is the most determined man in history. I'm going to get through to POTUS. He's going to listen to me and my experts. I want him. I want to introduce. Here is my buddy, Prophet John W. Spring, Apostle of the Most High God. And you're a good man, Donald J. Trump, but you need some spiritual and geopolitical manna to be the best president, the best leader the modern world knows. But you're not there yet. But with our knowledge and wisdom and the words of the Most High, you will be them, that man.
Yes.
Which is most important because